It's November, which means I'm starting to get ready for one of my favorite nights of the year. It's when I gather with a group of super smart, funny women and make an entire reading plan for the next 12 months together.
Hey, you guys know you should take home leftovers.
This is our producer, Shannon Henry Kleiber, and her book club.
When you get a chance, you have to write down a wish relating.
As an only child, books were my first friends, and my mom took me to the library every week. When I was an English major in college, I learned to love discussing plots and symbolism, characters and dialogue. But it took this, my book club of 12 women, now in our 10th year, to give these friendships the language and depth that comes from collective reading. Part of what works is the ritual, the sameness, the welcoming open door on the third Thursday of the month. At our book choosing meeting at the end of the year, always at Jenny's house, we'll pick 11 books to read over the next year, one a month until next December. One of our members described the way we choose the books as magic. And it is, in a way.
It is. It's genius.
Yeah, it works.
Like, we have a method.
I like to.
We have a really good method.
It is good.
Renee's a great organizer. We have a method.
We each come armed with books we want to pitch. Some people have one book they want, and that's it. Some have a whole list of the year's top award winners.
Man Booker.
Sorry.
Man Booker.
So what about Man Booker?
Our literary drinking game is to take a drink, almost always a sip of wine, whenever anyone says Man Booker.
Man Booker.
We often rely on the Man Booker prize to help us
finish. What are we going to drink?
What'd you call
it? What are we going to do?
Pulitzer.
Prairie Award, Caldecott.
Renee, who is a marketing genius, brings her laptop, and as each person pitches her book or books, she charts our reactions and excitement level.
I listen to your voices and the level and... No, seriously, I do.
The pitch?
I listen to the conversation and how excited you guys are.
I'm thinking that I needed to start doing my research.
When we've all had a turn, she can say, okay, these are the top few. We also make cookies to swap, which is why my kids consider this the best book club of the year, because they wake up in the morning to a delicious, dizzying array of arugula, pizzelles, and Mexican chocolate cookies.
Did everybody have cupcakes? I did make all these cupcakes for you people.
We really do talk about the books.
Okay, I've made little mini cupcakes.
How are they?
But we also talk about life.
Did you get enough tequila in there?
No, I haven't had one yet.
Over the years, we've raised our kids together, negotiated driver's licenses, prom, swim teams, dance lessons, and the evolution of Snapchat and TikTok.
That's what we talk about at book club.
shoes waxing lice.
Oh, my God.
We almost always come around to talking about lice again.
I don't know. Has anyone ever really over lice?
Yeah.
We have offered to search each other's heads for lice. And if that isn't true friendship, I don't know what is. We've celebrated bat mitzvahs and graduations, along with our own milestones of big birthdays, remarriages, and professional awards. But we really come out for each other when it's tough. And we have had our share of that. Bringing food to the three of us who have gone through breast cancer, taking each other to treatments and tests, celebrating shaved heads, and all clear reports. We are like a big family of sisters through divorces, moves, and our bittersweet specialty of making book club cookies for funerals. Three times this past year.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. Do you guys remember the very first book we read? It was a novel.
I always think
of this book.
I know. And it just irritated everyone so much.
These are the women for whom I will continue to read a book I don't even like, just so we can talk about it.
It's like extremely loud, incredibly close. That
thinking of you, Jonathan Franzen, and Freedom.
Freedom.
I didn't like it, but I love you guys enough to keep going with it.
There are now close to 100 books we've read together.
Educated by Tara Westover.
Yes.
I could not finish that. Oh, and I loved American Marriage by Tara
Westover. Yes. Oh, my God. That was such a good book.
And The Great Believer.
The Great Believer.
Oh, The Great Believer.
One of my all-time favorites.
I mean, remember Ages for Hawk was a great one.
We might still all be friends if we weren't in a book club, but the strong woven string of thinking about the same characters and settings, about story and language, binds us together in a different way.
So, I can't even tell you how many times I have read a book, thought I didn't like it, and then I come and listen to all of you guys, and I
were like, yeah, and then you're like, oh my God,
I didn't think about that.
Books are much more than an excuse for meeting with these women who I dearly love. When we share ideas with each other, we share some of ourselves. And when we share books, we deepen our connection to each other and to the world.
Hi, Julia.
Julia.
I know, I was very self-conscious.
I have to get home. I have to get home.
Can you take a plate of cupcakes and down to your family?
Yes. We'll take cupcakes.
I don't want any. I had one. That's all I can eat. Goes
no,
back
I'm
to my
she has to take some to her family.
Shannon Henry Kleiber and her book club, now heading into their 10th year together.